how did I discover life systems? It wasn't so much a discovery. It was in February of 2022 where I had the idea kind of tickle in my brain of what would it look like or what would it be to turn standard operating procedures instead of a corporate or business thing into a personal side of things.
Hey, hey, it's Michelle, and welcome to Simplifying Life's Beautiful Bitchiness. Let's keep it real. Life can be a bitch, so let's make it easier. We're all about saying peace out to constantly juggling all the things and create simple, stress-less life systems that work for your version of a balanced life. Without the burnout, without the BS. Whether you're juggling mom life, managing a chronic illness, or just trying to get through the day without losing your shit, I got you. So grab a drink, take a breath, because we're diving into real life strategies with a little bit of goofiness, a few F-bombs, and plenty of holy shit that makes sense moments. You ready? Let's do this.
And it came to me right at a time where I needed to start taking care of myself and put myself first. So the idea came because I was overwhelmed, and I felt defeated. I really truly felt defeated because my new life, the new Michelle, had just awoken, basically, where I was saying goodbye to my dad, still trying to say goodbye to my dad so many months later, and saying hello to this new Michelle after being diagnosed with a chronic illness. And so I'm sitting in my chair one day, not working, didn't have a TV on, surprisingly. I'm just like, what the fuck do I do with myself? What do I do? Do I start my business? Do I not start my business? Do I just be a stay-at-home mom? No, because where I live, I need to work. So all these things kind of just went through my mind, and that's where I was just, the idea of life systems kind of came. It first started off as personal standard operating procedures, but it didn't feel like it connected with some people, but it didn't quite connect like I was hoping. And then I did a poll to change it to life systems, and that really like was a hit to change the name of the whole thing. And life systems, what they are, I realized I needed to, now with this new diagnosis, I realized I needed to start taking care of myself. I needed to start putting myself as a priority, first and foremost. And as the saying goes, you can't pour from an empty cup. You can't, you know, drive on an empty tank, all the things. And it kind of was like a wake-up call for me to like truly start taking care of myself. It's been a journey, but I am grateful that I created these life systems, and the life systems that helped me the most was my household harmony system, which is helping me ask my family for help around the house. And this is how you can help me. Today, I need your help with, you know, taking out the garbage. Today, I need your help with mopping and vacuuming. Today, I need your help with cleaning the counters. Today, I need your help with doing the dishes, you know, all those things. And it's been so awesome. It's been so empowering, actually, because I never asked for help. I was always the doer of all things. No, I'll take care of it. No, I'll take care of it. No, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. And then it helped me be like, I can't do it anymore. I can't do all the things anymore. I need help. And this is how I can ask for help. It's gotten me to help my daughter and actually start the process of teaching her about chores. I'm probably late to the game compared to most people, most parents, most moms, whatever. But this was now, and she actually chose to clean the bathroom over doing the dishes. And it's still a struggle to get her to clean her room, but if I take the time to say, hey, can you pick this up for me today? Hey, can you clean this off for me today? That's been kind of our thing, and it's actually helped me realize that's the best way to get my family involved, is flat out asking instead of expecting them to, this is how you help me, this is what you, or for some families, you can say, you know, what would you like to do? Would you like to take on the bathroom, and the bathroom is just your thing? Would you like to take on the living room, family room, that's your thing? Or would you like to do the kitchen, you know, and that's your responsibility? That, and that's how it can work for some families. And this is how I've helped some of my clients that way, where, you know, delegate it that way. For me, the way I delegate is by asking. That seems to be the best way in my household, in my family. Is it annoying? It can be at times, but I, you know, sit there and be like, hey, it's easier to just, can you help me with this today? May I have your help with that today? And it's really not that hard. It's really not that bad. It's just like, hey, can you help me with this? Can you do me a favor and pick that up? You know, it's really, it could be that simple. I know it sounds crazy, and sometimes you might get into an argument, you might get pushback, and those are conversations you're going to have. Like I've had certain conversations that had pushback from my child, but of course you're like, yeah, she's a child, but at the same time, it's taking time to explain to her why you need the help, what she's doing. It's also teaching her to learn how to take care of herself. Has it always been easy? No, life's a journey. Everything you do is a journey. The only time there is a destination is if you're literally driving to a destination. You're driving to your mom's house, you're driving to the grocery store, but everything else is a journey. And along that ride, on that journey, it's learning little tips and tricks on how to manage whatever comes your way. Life's beautiful bitchiness, whatever she throws at you, and how to navigate it. And life systems has been the best thing for me. And that's why I would love to, you know, pass it on to you and help you create your version of a balanced life. And if it takes one life system to help you, then that's perfect. It's the stepping stone to get you in the right direction, or feeling better, feeling like you're in control of being able to manage everything a little bit easier.
That's a wrap on today's episode. I hope it gave you something to think about, laugh at, or actually use in real life. If this one hit home, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss what's coming next. And if you're feeling extra generous, drop a review. It truly helps. If you want to keep the combo going, head to the show notes for all the links and resources. Until next time, inhale the calm and exhale the fire.